Okay, Jez. First of all, obviously I spoke to Terry Connor last night and you could see how emotional he was, how cut up he was. What was the feeling for yourself? How bad was it last night?
Well, I think everybody here echoes what Terry said. It's an extremely disappointing conclusion to what has been a very difficult season for us. Everyone's feeling sore, there are raw emotions everywhere, and we want to send out a message of to our fans that we're sorry that we weren't able to maintain our Premiership season this year. It's been a really difficult couple of seasons for them to endure. Last season, obviously, we survived on the last day, and then this season to be relegated. Our fans have been fantastic given the circumstances. But as a very wise man once said, our greatest glory is not in never failing, but in getting up every time we do. And that's exactly what we will do. Out of darkness cometh light and all that. We will regroup, we will dust ourselves down, and we will hopefully come back stronger as a result of this experience.
Despite last night and relegation being confirmed, like you said, the atmosphere amongst the fans was quite defiant.
Well, look, our fans are brilliant. They're supporters in great numbers. They're very passionate. They're not shy to express how they feel. There's some irony and some sarcasm throughout the terraces, which is, good to hear at times. So they've been as good as they can be. So there's no issue about the fans at all. We as a club have not been good enough. And the team's not been good enough. The squad's not been good enough. Everybody needs to take a look at themselves. And we win together, we lose together, and we draw together. So it's a collective responsibility.
Where do you think it went wrong this season, or is there a number of key points?
Well, we've got three games remaining in this Premier League season, and we must get through this season. We're not going to have a public post-mortem. Now's not the time. We've been relegated. We're having to deal with that. We will continue to assess our situation, review it, and address things in the summer.
Do you have any regrets about sacking Mick McCarthy at this point?
Well, I think a lot was said about Mick and the timing of Mick's departure and whether it was the right thing to do, whether it's the wrong thing to do. But we are where we are, and I don't see that, we can all be smart with hindsight, and I don't think there's any point really in looking back and publicly talking about that. I think there is a time for reflection, but as I say, I don't think it's right now.
Spoke about how Terry Connor felt last night. He was very emotional. Do you feel he was thrown in the deep end a little bit?
Well, he took on a very difficult challenge, that's for sure. We all know, we've talked about it a lot, what happened when Mick was replaced and the process we followed. And we had a manager lined up who had agreed and then changed his mind. And then Terry took over the reins. But Terry's a very experienced, high-class football guy who's been with Wolves for a very long time. He's Wolves through and through. I don't think he regrets taking it on. We don't regret, given the situation, him taking on the job that he's done. I think he's done it the best he could possibly do, although the results have obviously been very disappointing.
In a strange way, relegation being confirmed with three more games to go, does that give you a better chance of finding someone else if you do want to find someone else because you now know what league you're going to be in?
Well, with three games time, we would have known what league we're in. And OK, so it's a few more weeks that we've got. I think we've got enough time. It's about 3 months before the start of the new campaign. I think that's plenty of time for us to do everything we need to do.
Are you looking at a new man and not Terry Connor?
Well, what we're saying is Terry's our manager until the end of the season, and we will address the manager's position once the season has closed. Well, to say Terry's been with us a long time, he's a good guy, good professional. We're not going to get drawn on who, what, when, where. If he wants to throw his hat into the ring, he's got an opportunity to do so. And once we've sorted the managerial position out at the end of the season, we will want to freshen up the team. We will want to make changes, I'm sure. So players will come in and some will go, certainly. But I'm not concerned about this, the panic situation that says, you're going to lose all of your best players because you've been relegated. Our players are under contract. We are in a good strong financial position. We are not in need of selling. anybody for financial reasons. We want to try and keep hold of our best players if we can, but we also live in the real world, so we understand how football works. Our objective is to try and be stronger next season. So that means, you know, trying to improve the squad.
Could I ask just finally from the business standpoint, obviously you don't want to plan for relegation, but do you ever have a contingency plan in case relegation was ever going to happen?
Well, we plan to try and stay in the Premier League. That's the objective. That having said that, we know that we can get relegated. So we have to have a we have to be robust enough to cope with that, and hopefully we will be.